Hello and welcome to July's free bonus story. If you're watching this on YouTube, this is the only time you're going to get access to it. If you want to continue getting the free stories, head over to Patreon, again, free, and we're going to do one story every month that you'll have access to. And this is going to be a good one. It's coming from a theme I have coming up very soon, and it's called Deep-Rooted Problems.
Love it.
Are you ready? I have Miss Alejandra joining. I'm losing my mind today, you guys.
Why?
So, I think I've been scaring people. The Joe Santagato episode came out today, and then it was Chris Clemens last week. Uh-huh. Love them both. And my strategy when I have guests come on is usually like odd guests, not like regular guest co-hosts. Like yeah. You, Lauren, Justin, you're exceptions. So like the one-off type people that I don't think I'm going to get on ever again, I really like to shock them. Mm-hmm. I like to find the most outrageous stories I can. And I didn't have the intention of putting the Chris and the Joe episodes out back to back. I wanted to space them. Mm-hmm. Didn't happen in my world. And so they came out back to back, and they've been like stories about like incest and poop. And someone commented in, they're like, Morgan, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I just have this strategy, and I love like having these crazy reactions. Like, it's fun for me to have people have these reactions.
Yeah.
And I also forget that not everyone's so like used to the Reddit crazy.
Yeah.
I've seen some things.
The shock factor.
The shock factor.
Yeah.
So I'm putting out a story for everyone just so it's more back to our normal, our bread and butter of crazy. That's how it's going to go for this bonus story.
Okay.
Any updates?
No.
People haven't seen you in a while.
They've seen me.
You got some freckles?
No. I have freckles. No.
Yeah. Your first freckles.
My first freckles. Baby's first freckles.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's get into this. So a theme I'm working on for Patreon July full bonus episode and maybe a regular full episode is deep-rooted problems. Mm-hmm. Just these like random problems that people are encountering and you're like, is this stem from a place of deep anguish? Like, is there more to this, or is it just like, no, they're just being dramatic in this situation? So up first.
Let's go.
So this one is titled, My 27 Male, Wife, 25 Female, Changed My Life, and Now I'm Thinking of Leaving Her. Hmm. Me, 27 Male, and my wife, 25 Female, have been together for 7 years, married for 3. She is absolutely the best thing that happened to me, and if not for her, I would have been dead right now. I'm a recovered alcoholic. I come from a broken home, and when she met me, I was an absolute loser. She was always there for me, supported me, helped me through addiction, and helped me become the man I am today. She made a lot of sacrifices for me, including postponing school to support us and work, and moved to my country to be with me. But I wasn't always good to her. In fact, I was terrible the first 3 years. I was never physically or verbally abusive, but I didn't treat her right. Then, the next two, I was getting better. But I was still being dishonest about a lot of things, and I ended up hurting her. The last 2 years have been good. I've finally dropped all the bad line habits, changed my mindset, started feeling better about myself, and got a good, high-paying job and a house. Our relationship has never been better as well. However, we've been talking about having kids, and I started reconsidering everything. How am I going to be able to look at my kids knowing how I've treated their mother the first 5 years of our relationship? The past few months, I've been struggling with coming to terms with how I've treated her. I feel like every time I look at her, it's a reminder of the worst period in my life. I never had eyes for any other woman, but recently I've gotten a crush on someone whose name I don't even know. We work in different departments and we barely interact with each other, but she looks a lot like my wife. I find myself thinking about asking her out on a date and getting into a relationship with her. I've reflected on it, and I think it's because I just want something new, someone who didn't know me when I was in the lowest points of my life. I don't know what to do. I love my wife more than anything, but I'm really struggling with it now that we're in a good place. I just can't seem to come to terms with what I've done. Should I just leave her? Should I bring it up to her? Or should I keep it to myself and hope it goes away?
Okay, there was a lot in there, and I think I need you to help me break that down.
Spark notes?
Kind of. There's just like a lot of like...
What's
the root issue here?
He is considering leaving his wife.
Yeah, but like...
Totally divorcing.
When he says, should I let it go? Like, is he talking about this new love interest that he has?
I think so.
Okay.
That's kind of unclear.
Yeah, it's unclear. And then like he said he betrayed her and stuff. Does she know he
I think so. Okay. I think it sounds like he did come clean about his lying or he got caught.
Okay.
And then now the past 2 years he's been... Totally good.
Okay.
This feels like a diary entry of someone who's just like really struggling.
Yeah.
And doesn't really even know how to articulate his thoughts.
Yeah.
Like it is very jumbled.
Yeah.
But it's tough to follow for sure.
It's just tough to figure out what he's asking exactly. But
I think the main thing is like, should I just leave her?
I mean, yeah. I think so. I think that you have enough. I mean, I think I'm just, and this is coming from the perspective of somebody who's not married and doesn't have kids with somebody. So I think I have less skin in the game when I say this, but to me, I'm at a point in life and I think a lot of people are adapting this mindset of like, if it's not a fuck yes, it's a no. Mm. And I think that goes for like the partner that you pick, because arguably the person that you pick, especially if you're going to have kids together, that's one of the most important decisions you can make in life. And if you're lukewarm about it, then to me, that's a no. And so if you're asking yourself and you have all of these doubts and you feel like every time you look at your wife, you're reminded of a sour, like dark period in your life, then to me, that says to me that you need to maybe make a change.
Yeah. I'm really torn on this one because I do believe like she definitely deserves better than someone who's got a crush on someone at work he doesn't even know, who's actively thinking of leaving her or maybe even cheating. It's, you know, hard to tell if it's one, the other, both.
Yeah.
But I look at this and I'm like, you need to go to therapy. Like,
oh, 100%.
Like this is not going to resolve itself. And I don't think it really matters if you're with your wife or this other person.
Yeah.
I think you're always going to feel guilty for this past. And you've changed. Like you've grown, you've put in the work. You don't have to feel guilty.
Yeah.
So like, I think therapy could really help address that. And then there is a comment I read that kind of, I think, just articulates a thought that's really good on this one, which is coming from Lightning Hazard. That's the user they commented. And they go, another woman wouldn't immediately clean your slate. Mm. That person would still ask questions about your past history and relationships. Someone who knew you at the lowest points of your life and still has chosen to forgive you mm-hmm. is a rare find.
Yeah.
I think squandering that is a poor choice. If you really don't want to be reminded of your past self when you look at your wife, work hard to maintain your progress and create new, happy memories together.
Mm-hmm. I think when I answered that, like, he should leave, I was more so getting at the fact, not that, like, how do I explain this? I was more so trying to champion his wife.
Oh, I think like she deserves better.
Exactly.
Wholeheartedly.
Like, I think she deserves better.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, just discard her and move on. Like,
no, it's more so for her sake.
It's for her sake. Like,
100% see that. Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's just like, okay, you're not, she deserves somebody who's like all in on her.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not like, absolutely, yes, I want to put the work in and I want to go to therapy and I want to better myself and get past this and create new happy memories, then to me, I'm like, I feel sorry for her because she's already been through so much. And I don't know what he's done, but it sounds like some cheating, betrayals, mm-hmm. lack of trust. And she stuck that through and now you're still doubting her or your relationship together. Like, to me, I'm like, free her.
And how are you still doubting her?
Right. Exactly.
I know that feeling of messing up and like almost like where you're like, is it just easier to start fresh than have this weight of stuff? Like, I've gone out in the past and like, it's happened literally 2 times where like you just go out with friends. It's a long day. Day drinking, not my friend. I'm not a day drinker.
Yeah.
And so it's times like that where we'll go out and we end up like staying out until the night too. And me and Justin, like I get so mean.
To Justin?
Yeah.
About what?
He just starts annoying me and I get mean.
Really?
Yeah. And I saw a TikTok the other day.
I haven't noticed that.
it was coming from a guy, and he was like, my wife looked at me the other day and goes, just know I'm not as mean to you as I could be.
Yeah.
And that really scared me. Like, this is a guy saying that.
Yeah.
I don't know. He'll be like, mix in a water. And then I'm just like, fuck.
And that makes you more mad.
Just like, and I'm like, okay, Morgan, like, and out of the 5 years we've been together, it's literally happened twice.
Yeah.
But I remember that guilt the next day in the morning. Yeah. And like, even the next couple of weeks after, where you're just like, oh God, yeah. Like, I feel terrible. And now this guy's got like 5 years
yeah.
of those feelings. I can imagine that is really hard. And you're just like, maybe in his head, he's self-sabotaging.
Yeah.
Because he is like almost projecting, like, in a sense where he's like, I know how bad I've been to my wife and like, she doesn't deserve it. So I should leave her.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what he's getting to.
Yeah. I think that you kind of nailed it with the self-sabotaging. I think people do that a lot more often on a subconscious level than they think, because it's almost like it's a cowardly move mm-hmm. where you almost force the other person to make the decision for you because you're not strong enough to do it. And he probably knows he has an amazing woman and he's scared to let that go. And she's been through so much. So he probably is self-sabotaging. But to your point, I mean, into the theme, I think this is deep-rooted for sure. Like, and even, you know, your story about what you just talked about with feeling like you get mean when you drink, if you feel like that's a theme, to me, that signals something deep-rooted.
No, yeah. And you it's know? Literally, it's, if it were to happen more than twice out of the 5 years we've been together,
yeah.
I'd be like, okay, Morgan, like, one, you have a problem with alcohol.
No, that's not what I was getting at.
Oh, means. Why? I'm just, I just, no. deep down.
No. Like, even, no. Even the thing that you quoted as a joke that like the guy who's girlfriend,
the TikTok
or yeah, was like, oh, I could be a lot meaner or whatever. I have felt that way a lot in life. And that is a deep rooted thing. Like there's been so many instances where I'm like, I hope you know how mean I could have been. And I wasn't.
I think about that a lot.
But that's a think lot. About it. That's stemming from deep rooted.
People pleasing.
Yeah.
It's from, literally me trying to be a people pleaser, exactly. type A perfectionist, neurotic mess. And I like bottle it up and then all of a sudden I get mean.
That's my
but
bingo.
I also don't get as mean as I probably like.
Exactly. Well, it's almost like resent. It's like deep rooted resent. Like I look back and I'm like, I want to just take a moment to be appreciated for how mean I could have been and wasn't. And it's like such a 100%. Silly, petty thing. But like, I think that's the thing we're getting at. And like,
yeah.
with you, like maybe when you're drinking, you let your guard down and you're like, almost like the times you could have been mean, you weren't. So you're making up for it kind of thing. I don't know.
100%.
Like, I don't know. Right.
But, I could see that.
But to this story, like I don't, he definitely has something deep rooted going on. Mm-hmm. And to me, if I had to guess with the little information that we have, I think it's guilt. I think he operates from a place of guilt and he can't seem to move past that. So he's starting to self-sabotage.
I think so. There are some other like posts. He reposted this story a couple of times. I think he just kept like missing the mark on the guidelines for communities. But there's no updates. But I do see one that he posted, which is titled, "Would you give up your dog because of your wife? I don't know what to do." So it basically, the post has been removed now, but OP is commenting a bunch like she didn't know she had allergies before. She's also had small dogs like Chihuahuas growing up and didn't react. That's why she says the problem is not his fur. So it sounds like a big dog maybe she's scared of. We live in a small apartment, so the room smells up. No option to open the door in the winter too. It gets very cold.
Ooh.
First, thank you to everyone who commented. I will try everything mentioned here and hope the situation will be better. Regarding the dog, he visits the vet frequently. There's nothing wrong with his folds/teeth. He just started licking his leather bed and he's never done it before. But based on the comments, I think I will ring our vet and ask. And then they're like, water intake, wife, she has an appointment with her doctor next week. She hasn't been able to go to a local doctor for a long time and we're hoping they can prescribe her something. So it sounds like maybe there's some issues, but he's had the dog since 5 months into them dating, but it was just dating at that point. I didn't think if she had something, it would have changed her mind about getting one. It wouldn't have changed my mind. So it maybe there's some other issues in their relationship that he's kind of like not really like, you know, where he's like, my wife is perfect. She's done everything. But maybe there's more issues that are kind of bleaching into him and like that self-sabotage.
Yeah. I mean, this is also one side of the relationship. Like there's another story and another voice that we're not hearing from. And there's critical information there that we could be missing. Like, for example, maybe she doesn't love herself. And maybe she also like has these insecurities. And so she's put up with a lot of his BS from a place of insecurity. So it's like, that's also a relationship that's not, it's destined to fail, because if you have one person who's willing to tolerate a bunch of abuse and, you know, like lack of good treatment because they don't love themselves enough. And then you've got this other guy where he's just like so guilty of how he's treated her, but she's not going to leave him because, you know, it's like this vicious cycle. It could be two people who are like in the wrong relationship.
Yeah. And just have stuck it out.
Yeah.
This, like, too, with her staying through so much, like, I think there's two sides to that. Like, one, it shows what an amazing partner she is and a caring, empathetic, kind, patient person.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, there's this quote that comes to mind where it's like, women are not homes for broken men or something like that. It's like, and then that song, it was trending on TikTok forever. It was like, mother made therapist. Did you hear it? Mm-mm. It's this audio and...
You're going to look it up.
Yeah, just so you can kind of hear it.
Yeah. Maybe I have. You know, it's like hard when you don't actually know the lyric.
Yeah.
No. No, I've never heard this. Wow.
Yeah. And it just like her, this story reminds me of that, like that trend. And I don't know. It's just, it's interesting, but obviously she's choosing to stay with him. She loves him.
Yeah.
And so I hope he can give her the same respect and now go to therapy and keep working on himself so that she does have the partner she deserves.
Exactly. Like, it's not a knock on her. Like, no. I think some of the best people with the best hearts sometimes just don't love themselves enough. And I don't know. I don't know her situation.
Yeah.
Like, you can be, like, there's a quote that comes to mind when I hear this story and a lot of others, is like, we accept the love we think we deserve.
Yes.
And oftentimes we stay in situations or relationships that we know are not good for us. But we think for some reason, whether it's an abandonment or a fear of, you know, being left, or an insecurity of thinking that you're not enough, or someone made you feel unlovable at some point, or hard to love, or felt like you were asking for too much. And so, at a certain point, your bar of what you'll accept just gets like lower and lower. The bar gets lower for you. And so you accept that love because you've convinced yourself that you think you deserve it. And it doesn't make you a weak person or a bad person. And you can be the best intentioned person. But I guess my point in all of this is like, we don't know her situation or the way that she views herself in the relationship. So it's really hard to say. But regardless of that, I think we both agree, like, she deserves so much better. So if he doesn't start putting in the work to overcome some of these feelings, and he continues to think about this and like romanticize this crush that he has, then he needs to cut her loose and set her free, because she's already proven that she's in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
And he's not giving that same energy.
100%. That's all there is to it with this one. Okay, that is July's free story. If you want more out of us behind the scenes, some more regular content, not the craziness that has been the past couple episodes, be sure to come join us on Patreon. Or, you know, maybe go up a tier and get more stuff. But bye, guys.
Bye.